I think communication's been key through all this. You start with the fire fee. The council members knew one by one, but nobody really had a great conversation with the public. Everybody knew that the budget was going to be tight. Last year they cut the arts funding and then brought it back. Wasn't a surprise that they went after that this time too, but he put everything out there and said, we've got this huge deficit, let's figure it out. And then the mayor brought up this program for early childhood education, going to cost $7.2 million, that no one had heard of. He'd been working with the school officials, Superintendent Ann Levette and the previous one, Tom Lockamy, but nobody knew what was going on. And they asked, he was asking for $2.2 million. What he got when he came out of the budget workshops a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, he got that. It goes back to the anti-poverty initiatives, and I think they're looking for ways to address it earlier in lives. This is one way you can do that. They want to set up a program that gets kids ready for school. Right now, you've got children who aren't ready for school. They come in, they haven't seen a book, they haven't had anyone read to them, they haven't had a home life. They're looking for ways to start them earlier and get them ready so that when they hit school, they don't have to take the first 3 or 4 years making that up. This is one of those programs. But then yesterday, after the school district said, we really don't know what you're talking about, the school board president said, I have no clue what you're talking about. That's $5 million you're asking us for. One of the council members actually said, we're not going to give you $2.2 million for something that doesn't even exist. I think part of this, though, got caught in the fiscal year for the city and for the school district are different. I think they've got 6 months to convince the school district this is important. They didn't squash it. They just said, we don't know what you're talking about. I wish you'd communicated with us better. If it's a program that they can prove really works, I don't think anyone threw it out. I think they just said, this is not the time.
There was so much big, kind of obvious news. What flew under the radar?
I still think there's a lot of detail to be worked out around the split between the county and the city police merger. They're talking about the 911 center. I know that the city manager mentioned that in the meeting and said the talks were going well, but there's a lot of uneasiness out there about that. They want to understand what's going to happen to the policing in my neighborhood. And that's one of the things I think's been forgotten. They're probably going to pass the fire fee on December 21st. I know that that's caused a lot of tension between different government bodies because the government bodies think, well, you shouldn't tax ours. I know the school district's very vocal. It could be $500,000 or more for them. I think other places are looking around going, where are we going to find this money? It's going to make it hard for people to work with each other. And I think we're seeing that with the city and the school district right now. And then the county comes into this because there are buildings that county citizens pay for that will be taxed, and that's, you know, another tax for them too, and then the rents will go up. Savannah rents are already high. They're getting higher. Will the fire fee do anything with that? Some people say no, but I mean, it's reasonable to think that if your landlord has to pay more, you will too. So I think there's a lot to watch just from these moves alone. There's a lot of dominoes to fall.